This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. North Korea has fired several unidentified short-range projectiles into the sea off its east coast on Saturday. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has more.
The last known launch by North Korea was at the end of 2017. Since then, it declared the building of its nuclear force complete and extended an olive branch to the South and the U.S. Kim had vowed not to test nuclear weapons or intercontinental ballistic missiles, but the North has conducted other weapons tests since then, including a test of what it called a tactical guided weapon system in April. The White House said it's aware of North Korea's actions and that it'll continue to monitor the situation.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Thailand's new king was crowned Saturday in the start of a three-day celebration. AP's Sarah Bassett has more.
In the anointment ceremony, King Maha Wachiralongkorn wore gold-embroidered royal vestments while sitting on an octagonal throne. He placed a tall golden crown atop his head as horns sounded and saluting cannons fired outside the palace. The end of the ceremony saw the monarch being presented with a nine-tiered white umbrella of state, symbolizing his full consecration. The coronation represents a renewal of the monarchy's power after the October 2016 death of the king's revered father. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Palestinian militants on Saturday fired more than 200 rockets into Israel, drawing dozens of retaliatory airstrikes on targets across the Gaza Strip. The intense fighting broke a month-long lull between the two sides. Three Palestinians were killed, three Israelis wounded, and Turkey's foreign minister said Israeli forces targeted a building in Gaza where the offices of Turkey's state-run Anadolu News Agency is located. This is VOA News. U.S. officials are said to be considering options on Venezuela and perhaps trying to reconcile opposing views among various Trump administration officials, including President Trump. This, as self-declared Venezuelan leader Juan Guaido is calling for new street protests again, aimed at forcing Nicolas Maduro from office. Guaido wants his followers to demonstrate outside the country's military bases. Guaido has made repeated calls for the army to help force Maduro out, but the socialist president clings to power. Mr. Trump discussed Venezuela with Russian leader Vladimir Putin by phone on Friday and, to the surprise of many of his own people, came away claiming that Putin has no intention of interfering in Venezuela.
He is not looking at all to get involved in Venezuela other than he'd like to see something positive happen for Venezuela. And I feel the same way.
This view is diametrically opposed to one voiced by Mr. Trump's own Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who says Russia is already interfering. He notes there are Russian troops in the country, and there are credible reports that Moscow this week convinced Maduro not to go into exile. Meanwhile, the political standoff continues. Michael Shifter is the president of the Inter-American Dialogue. He says the outlook in Caracas is anything but clear.
After the events of this week, both Guaido and Maduro are weakened. They've been battered. And I think the armed forces that already has enormous power in the government may move towards taking control themselves without Maduro, but not necessarily also embracing Guaido.
SpaceX has launched a load of supplies to the International Space Station. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
3, 2, 1, 0.
The Falcon rocket blasted into the pre-dawn darkness from Cape Canaveral, Florida, carrying a Dragon capsule with 5,500 pounds of goods. It's due to arrive at the International Space Station Monday. SpaceX successfully landed its first stage booster on a recovery ship about 10 miles offshore to cheers back at headquarters in California.
And we have touchdown of the first stage Falcon 9 vehicle on our drone ship, Of Course I Still Love You.
And SpaceX couldn't resist a Star Wars Day connection as engineer Jessica Anderson signed off the live coverage.
May the 4th be with you.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Cyclone Fani has struck Bangladesh after a destructive trip through India's eastern Odisha state on Friday. Authorities say they're investigating at least 12 reported deaths in India and at least 4 in Bangladesh. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.